I saw a nice vote in Chofetz Chaim. This is new Chofetz Chaim. It's a few years old. The Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah was written by his Talmud. And it's like quite a thin sefer, Chofetz Chaim. But then a few years ago, somebody worked on collecting, gathering all the Divrei Torah of the Chofetz Chaim. It became a three massive volumes sefer. Very, very beautiful Divrei Torah. Very beautiful Divrei Torah. So it's not only that. Things that are actually in the Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer, but it's both from all the other forms that he's written and from quotations from Talmidim. So he points out, I don't have the figures now, but if you look in the Pasuk, you'll find that Shevet Don was very few in the initial count. You go later in Sefer Shmos, where there's a recount of the, or in Sefer Shmos, when there's a recount of all the tribes, all the Shvatim, you see that Shevet Don is a huge amount. I've forgotten the figures, but it's a huge amount it's multiplied so many times. It's become a very big Shevet compared to the other tribes, the other Shvatim. So Chofetz Chaim it gives us a bit of a message that Shevet Don had one son, Chushim. Huvnei Don Chushim, last week's Seder said, the sons of Chushim, sons of Don was Chushim, Huvnei Don, the sons of Don was Chushim. He only one son. We look in the Seder, last week's Seder, all the other Shvatim, all the other of the 12, they all had plenty of children, plenty, look in big mishpachas, big family. The only one had one single son. Don had one son, and he was Chushim, his name was Chushim, and it was very embarrassing. So the pasuk looks after his honor, and they call him Huvnei Don, the sons of Don Chushim. They do a plural, like, just to pretend as if it's like a big family, but really it was only one son. Plus, he was the Chazal tell us, well, Chushim was a bit. He was what? He was deaf mute. He was hard of hearing, at least the deaf mute, he couldn't hear. And the Chazal tell us he couldn't really hear very well at all. And he was a bit of a nebuch. He didn't have any, he was deaf mute, and Chazal tell us, you'd have expected, that, watch out what happens to him, with that kind of difficulty and background, you'd have thought that Nebuch stays a Nebuch, but ultimately, you look, a few parshas later, you see that it completely explodes and it becomes one of the most numerous Shvatim and one of the very, very strong Shvatim and one of the very important Shvatim. So although initially they're considered Yirid Shebe Shvatim, the Chasson Medrash tells us that the Yirid Shebe Shvatim is considered the lowest, the weakest, the poorest of all the Shvatim. But ultimately, just a few generations later, they explode and they become one of the most important Shvatim. Tells us that you don't look at the background. Things don't go with Yichez and with initial importance. Things change. Everybody according to his own right. And that's the message that the Pasuk is telling us with regards to Shevet Don. Rabbi said we're up to Simon Shin Tchof Tes. And we are up to Seif Ches, which is the final two Seifim of the Simon. Harayis Fina Sheyesh Ba'Yisrael HaMetirefes B'Yom. Somebody who sees a boat, Sheish Beisol, which in that boat, in that ship, there is Yidden in it. HaMetirefes B'Yom, he's ended up in a storm. So we've got a boat in a ship on a storm. V'chein Nor Shoytev, and similarly also a river, which is going over the river bank, which is getting a bit too powerful, a bit too strong. V'chein Yochid Anirdof, and similarly, we see one single individual who is being chased by a goy, and he's obviously in danger of life. Mitzvah kol adam, it's a mitzvah on everybody. Lechad aleim Shabbos, the chilul Shabbos kedei latziv in order to save them. So again, the examples are somebody who sees a drowning boat, somebody who's, if the river gets is endangering its borders. And somebody who's being chased by somebody else. It's all dangerous situation, and the person is allowed to do chilul Shabbos to save them. Ein el tzav simin shinvav mishe rotze leonsom imichalon olav Shabbos. Similarly, if somebody is being in any dangerous situation, as to whether the person is allowed to mass it. Yes, it is interesting indeed that it is considered a chilul Shabbos. The whole simin really is considered. Have you noticed? Al mi imichalon olav Shabbos. It's all considered a chilul Shabbos. Is it really a Chilul Shabbos? Is it a Chilul Shabbos? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So is it a Chilul Shabbos or not? Very good. So it probably might have to do, it might be a little bit of indication, it might be a little bit of indication that yes, it actually is a Chilul Shabbos, but it's a permitted Chilul Shabbos. So it doesn't mean that the Shabbos doesn't exist. Yes, it is Shabbos, and it is, it is really an Issa, it is a Chilul Shabbos, but in this particular case, you've got to do it. As opposed to something which is evaporated and doesn't exist. Because remember, the simon is called Al Mi Mechalin Es Shabbos. It is considered the Chilul Shabbos, but it permitted the Chilul Shabbos. Siv Tes, which is the final Siv, Kol Ayotzim Lehatzil. Kol Ayotzim Lehatzil, whoever is going to save people, Choizrin, they'll have to return Bekleizonim with their weapons and equipment and come to their places. So what does that mean? If a person is going out to save lives, and Abu Hashem was successful, he doesn't need any more his equipment and his tools. So you'd have thought perhaps that, leave them there, drop it. It's Muktzah, it's Hoitzah, it's carrying, maybe you'd have thought that you have to drop it. Leave it there, you've saved the lives, you've done your job, now you have no justification of carrying them back. Perhaps you'd have thought so. Shulchan Aruch Siv Tes is teaching us, no, you may bring them back. But the question, of course, is why taka? Why is that so? They're allowed to return. So fine, so you had your equipment. Whether it was a sword to save a person's life, whether it was a tzolah kit, whether it was any tools, any equipment, you've done your job and you've saved his life. So, but why, now you don't need it anymore. Why, taka, can you return it home? So the rationale may be that you don't know, perhaps you will need it again. We hope that you won't, but perhaps you do. And in case it still isn't in a distant location, perhaps it's going to cause you not to be able to do the Hatzolah later. It might be. Yeah, is that a good reason? Yeah. Another reason I'm getting suggest that if you have to leave your equipment on the other side of Stanmore, other side of Mill Hill, down to, you have to leave your equipment, and then if that's the halacha, because you're not going to need it anymore, you're going to get it after Shabbos, chances are that it's going to be gone. And if that's the case, so you're going to do it once, and you're going to do it perhaps you're going to do it twice, but eventually you're going to, when you get a call on Shabbos to save somebody, you're going to say, it's a bit costly, Cholent is waiting, it's not convenient now, it's not really possible. So therefore, that really, what it turns out, that part of the mitzvah of saving lives also includes to return the items back to base, back home. So we have mentioned two reasons. One is because you might need it again, and the other reason is because that will give you the will and the wish and the to do it again. Let us see Mishnah Berurah here. Sivkot Choizrim, Sivkot Chof in Mishneh Berurah, Kedei Shelo Lachshilim Lasid Lava, in order to ensure they will do it in future again, Shelo Yirtzu Lahatziloi, that otherwise they'll fail to go again. So that was reason number two. Yeah, Mishneh Berurah says reason number two. Yeah. Now, Lemaisa, there is, this can be extended to a large degree. Because, can you think, I mean, what would you say? The reason the Mishnah Berurah says, Kidei Shaloi Lachshid Olam Asilavoi, that it shouldn't make a stumbling block for you in future. That you won't. So does that mean that is everything really required? See, will there be exceptions of things that is not going to stop you from going? Are there going to be certain things that you don't need to take back because you're anyway going to go out next time again? Well, perhaps not. It's only one bag. It's only one bag, so you can take the whole bag back. Yeah. I wonder. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kidei shelo lachshin lo masidlova shelo yirtzu lehatzil oid." Yeah. Okay. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah asks, what's the halacha in regards to the earlier case in Tziv Ches? A boat that is drowning, somebody's chasing somebody else. So we learned over here that you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos in order to save those and protect them from danger. What about if you're going to endanger yourself? Okay, if you want to save that drowning boat, there won't be Chilul Shabbos, but you're going to endanger yourself. Yes or no? No. You may not endanger yourself for others. Agreed or disagreed? Binyamin, dangerous, a man is chasing somebody else. He's running with his knife behind. You know that you can help him, but you could endanger yourself. Yes or no? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Yud Tes. No Chilul Shabbos. Kidei Latzilon Mikol Mokim Im Yesh Lakon La Matzil Enu Michuyev. Mishnah Berurah says, however, if there's a danger for the person saving, Enu Michuyev, you're not obligated to go. Why? The Chayav Koidem Lechai Chavero, your life comes first. So you may not put yourself in danger in order to save somebody else. You may not put yourself in danger in order to save somebody else. A question, I'm not going to go into greater detail, but is this in any way connected or related to a question? I'm going to be a little bit controversial now again. Please excuse me. Okay. We're saying you don't put yourself in danger in order to save somebody else. Okay. Now, what happens if you know you want to save somebody? You want to save somebody from spiritual decline. Somebody that is going down, is on the way of going off to the Cholila. He's really, really going back. You think that you might be able to help him, but by helping him, you have to really go down, and you have to like really, really what you're going to be doing. If you're going to have extended conversations with him and you're going to try to pull him back, chances are that he's maybe going to pull you along as well a little bit into his world. And this has happened. This is not a unique situation. Question is, would you be able to say, in this case as well, so the only reason why you want to help him is to save his spiritual life. This is a person that is ruchnius, he is drowning in ruchnius. He is going down every day, he's losing it more and more and more, chalila. And he's distancing himself from Hashem, from the Torah, every day a bit more. Now you're saying, okay, I've got to help him. This is a pikuach nefesh question, a spiritual pikuach nefesh. I want to help him, and I think I might be able to help him. But the question now is, if I'm going to help him, I'm endangering myself, because I will ultimately hear things, see things, be exposed to things which is not really within my world and within my comfort zone. So, will you say or will you not say, Chayecha Koidmim?
Yes. And it's not controversial at all. I don't think it's controversial.
Not controversial? You must not do it. You say that you must not go. Yeah. And therefore, yeah. Yeah, so you're saying that l'chare. Yeah, so I want to say, Rabbi Yisrael, I think the pashtus, without going to, the pashtus is, yes, correct, yes, that's true. You may not endanger yourself spiritually in order to save somebody else. I think that's the pashtus. You may not. L'chare, I don't know if it's a kalvachare, but it's certainly the same halacha. I mean, surely that should be. You may not endanger your own spirituality in order to save somebody else's spirituality. Is that controversial? You don't like it.
Yeah, but they're not going by themselves. They're going in a group. And to protect themselves.
Yeah, if they're able to... Yeah, so can I just add another line in the Mishnah Berurah, which will maybe address your question. Ve'afilu safek sakana, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you are in safek danger, not certain, nami odif sfeiko didei mivadad el chaveroi, you own safek of getting damaged or helping, that own safek is... It's not safek? You're saying it's a vadad you're going to get... So you're saying that are you probably going to endanger your own spirituality? Probably yes. So the lichayre is that's a chayecha koydim lechayecha chaveiroi. Yes, so lichayre that it's a bit of a question. Ulam tzarich lishkel advarim heitev miyesh by safek sakana v'loy daktik biyosa. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah ends up, but he's talking about not spiritual; he's talking about physical. One should be very, very careful. So, Rabbi said, I want to point out this is chayecha koydim, and often a person has to ensure to look after himself. And this is also I don't know when it comes to teaching. What do you say that?
It's not the same.
It's not like a nightclub. It's
not a nightclub. And he's in control of the street.
Yeah.
He's supposed
yeah.
to.
Okay. I want to. It's a bit of a question. Yeah. Yeah, so
in labor
is a very good example. Yeah. Okay, so. So leave out yoledes because that's the next siman. So leave this out for now because a bit yoledes is different. Okay, yoledes is different. But you're saying what happens if you're encountering somebody next door? He's in danger. You want to just take him to hospital straight away? Will you be able to bring him back?
Bring the car back.
So what do you tie now? Yeah, I think that the pashtus is that yes. I do not know. However, I mean I do know that the halacha will not be in this case. There is no the halachas that we mentioned earlier that it's a mitzvah to do chilul Shabbos aleph and base the fact that you shinui and amir lenochi and all those qualifications that we had certainly there are. Over here, we're going to say, yes, you have to do it, as opposed to do it yourself. We learned earlier that it's a mitzvah to michal Shabbos b'kuach nefesh. We learned earlier you have to do it yourself. Don't do it through goy. Don't do it b'shinu. Don't do it shleim sha'osu. So when it comes to the chazorah, that won't apply, and ideally you should do all this. I'm not sure. So would you in theory be allowed to drive the car back? Rabbi said, what are your thoughts? The what that? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So if somebody's in a life-threatening danger, and I think to myself, forget it, I'm going to have to leave my car there, I have to stay there, I won't want to do it.
You won't want to do it again. It's too much of a hassle to get the car back. Do you hear that, Svara? What do you think?
What do Atzala do?
Go drives it back.
They need it again.
Because they'll need it. The both reasons apply there. Yeah. Yeah. Pardon? You would not drive it back. Yeah, but Atzala is more lenient anyway because both reasons. You might put need wolf ambulances. You might need them. Right. You will be okay. So let's say the guy is not available. You will go through the Shabbos with one ambulance and the other ambulance being parked in the hospital. You will do that. You will just rely on needing one as opposed to two. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I think that Rabbi Feingold's Ha'orah is a good Ha'orah that The question is that surely, why are we not saying that if it's so inconvenient about having the car parked over there? It's a bit of, I hear. Okay. Simon Shin Lamed. Dine Yoled, Dine Yoledes Beshabbos, a woman giving birth. He's a bit different. He's a bit different, and that's, the Derech is a bit different with regards to a Yoledes. Why is Yoledes different than a regular Pikuach Nefesh? Why is it different? You say it should be the same. Why would it make sense to say that it is not the same? Because we're going to see it's not exactly the same. A woman is giving birth is not identical, and in fact is more stringent than a regular Pikuach Nefesh. Pardon? Oh. That would be a read, yeah, that would be, it's an interesting story. You're saying that you were talking about two lives, yeah? But I'm saying that it is more stringent. Because that's right, because generally, certainly nowadays, women will give birth and they'll survive. So yes, there is an element of Pikuach Nefesh, there's always a bit of a danger with every birth, and we all have somewhere around great-grandmothers, great-great-aunties, great-great-great-grandmothers that, you know, that did die at childbirth. I mean, it was fairly common. But the Gemara already says that hundreds of women give birth and they survive. So there is an element of Pikuach Nefesh, but it is not on the same level than an active Pikuach Nefesh that we find elsewhere. And therefore, we're going to see some chumras. Yeah. We'll see soon where we find the chumras. We'll see. I hear you, Ora. But because you're right, and when it comes to actual Pikuach Nefesh, you'll see it's going to be answered. Okay, Sif Aleph. Yoledes, Yoledes is a cholish eish pesakona. She's categorized like a cholish eish pesakona. Who mechalin olea as a Shabbos, lachol ma shetzicho. Yes, we'll do the chil Shabbos for everything is required. Korino, chachoma. We will call a nurse, a midwife. Thank you very much. Mimokim lemokim. Midwife will come from one place to another. Humialdinoi soy, and you'll actually give birth in a regular way. Even if the chilul Shabbos involved. Humadlikin loner, and we will even light a candle. Afilo hisum, even if she's a blind mother, but yet we will light a candle for her. Umikol mokoim, and that's your answer, Reb Tzvi. Mikol mokoim, nonetheless, bechol ma sheyocholin leshanos meshanin, whatever is possible, it makes no difference at all. He will do b'shinui, kigon, such as im tzrichin lahavi lo kli, if you need a keli, any equipment to help for the childbirth, mevi lo chaverto tolu b'saro. Yes, you need a certain keli, you need a certain tool. You're going to do that in an irregular way. We're going to be more careful to do anything which is not directly involved with a childbirth. Whatever is not directly involved with a childbirth, we're going to try to do as much as possible with a shinui. We don't find this emphasis and this stress so much when it comes to regular Pikuach Nefesh. There, we just go for Zrizus. Just go for it. It might be Pikuach Nefesh. It is a Pikuach. Here, we'll find it because the childbirth is a bit more regular. So yes, the actual physical childbirth, you're going to do regular. But when it comes to the preparations and the things that are indirectly related to the child, leading towards the childbirth, if you can't do it, she needs to do. So if it comes about bringing a certain keli, bring a certain tool you need to bring from elsewhere. So she might as well carry it, this midwife might as well carry it in an irregular way, which in this example is, she should hang this this tool on a hair, on a shaitel, on a tichel, whatever it is, in an irregular way, as opposed to just holding it in her hand and carrying it like this. Does it make a difference to the mother who's giving birth? That doesn't make a difference at all. How this keli is brought, it makes no difference at all. And therefore, you might as well do it in that way. Mishnebu in Tzivkot Aleph bottom line tells us, Humechalin, Lochain, therefore, Minaroi la Isha Shigio la Chodeshi, a woman that gets to a ninth month, it is proper. Watch out the words. Minaroi, it is proper. It is right. It is good practice. That when she reaches the ninth month, Lazman B'chol Erev Shabbos, to prepare on Friday, Kol Advorim, all the items and Netzrichim Lo that she requires. The Shema, perhaps, is Damanei Dosa B'Shabbos, perhaps, she will give birth on Shabbos, and it's good to have a Shabbos bag ready. V'loi Titzarech L'chal Shabbos, and she will not need to do a Chilul Shabbos by preparing and organizing herself, so the Shabbos bag should be ready before Shabbos. Of course, if she doesn't have it ready, then obviously you'd have to do anything. But this is now a case that you're expecting it anyway. You know it's going to happen. It might happen, so you might as well prepare Shabbos back in advance. Minaroi, it is proper to do so. Okay, good. We'll stop over here. I want to address tomorrow this Summa, which is an interesting question, as well as other elements as well. So we learned this evening the halacha of somebody's in a dangerous situation, like in a drowning boat, river, somebody being chased. The halacha is you can do Chilul Shabbos for him, and you should do the Chilul Shabbos for him. You're not allowed to put yourself in danger, though, in order to save them. We learned also that you're allowed to return the items back. Mishnebura's reasoning is because Shaloi Lachshul Nasidlovoi. Then we spoke about Yoledes, that is considered a Chodesh Eish Pesachana, but you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos for him, but whatever you can do, Beshinu, you should do so. More on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.